They needed a place to stay.
That was nice of you.
Lured into a house of horrors?
I wasn't allowed to be a mom to my child. All these people are doing is making my life, sorry for my language, a living hell. And I can't be a mother.
Or an excuse to escape paying for damages.
You said to me you moved because they called Child Protective Services on you.
His girlfriend kept threatening it on me, but I didn't think they were going to go through with it.
You're pretty slick.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. 24-year-olds Annie and James Brown are suing Annie's father, Robert Charette, and their ex-roommate, 24-year-old Erin Fitzgerald, for stealing their dog and filing a false CPS claim.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 113 on the calendar in the matter of Brown versus Fitzgerald Charette.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Mr. and Mrs. Brown, it is your claim that the defendants have your dog.
Yes.
Yes.
They say that the dog has been with them for the last 3 years. They say that for a couple of months this year, you lived in part of their home that they rented to you, and that you caused some damage, that they have a counterclaim. So let's get to how you're all related.
My father is with his mom. They're, like, dating.
Your father
is with his mom, the defendant's mom.
Which defendant?
That's my father.
I'm the father.
Do you live together?
No.
What is he doing here?
Because he has my dog.
You don't have the dog.
Aaron's taking care of the dog while I'm in New York. It is my dog.
Where did the dog live last month?
With Aaron.
2 months ago?
With Aaron.
3 months ago?
With Aaron.
4 months ago?
With Aaron.
A year ago?
With Aaron.
Okay. So, it's your dog.
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you been taking care of the dog?
Almost 4 years.
I'm going to start with you. How did the dog come into your custody?
He asked me to take care of the dog because he had a family emergency.
And during that period of time, has the dog seen a vet?
Yes, ma'am.
On more than one occasion?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know? Stop shaking your head. You have no clue.
Yes.
You have no clue. And when you took the dog to the vet, who paid the bill?
I did.
And how old was the dog when you got the dog?
She's going to be 11 years old now, so...
She was about
six.
About six or seven.
Six and seven.
And how old was the dog when you got the dog?
It was a baby. She was just a little pup.
And how long did the dog live with you and Miss Brown?
Annie was in and out of the house when I got the pet.
Because you were dating her mother?
Yeah.
Are you still?
Oh, yeah, I'm still dating her. We're still together.
Long time.
Oh, yeah.
Believe in long engagements.
Oh, yeah.
So when you gave the dog to Mr. Fitzgerald to care for...
Right.
Was Miss Brown living in the house?
No. She was living with her mother in another house. Her mother and I are divorced. We're separated at the time. She was living with her mother. It was me and Heather in the one house and the pet. Well, Heather and I had to go to New York... And I left the pet with Aaron because I didn't want to travel all the way up to New York with the pet.
How often do you see the dog?
I get pictures of her constantly. I haven't seen her a little bit.
You do understand that if you were ever standing in that spot and said, I want my dog back, I wouldn't give the dog to you.
Oh, correct.
You understand that.
I understand that. Really, the dog's Aaron's because he's the one that's been taken care of. I understand that.
Because... The dog has certain sensitivities as well. It's been in one home for 4 years. It's been cared for by one person for 4 years. And I would say to you, Mr. Scarrett, you wanted the dog back. You should have made arrangements before within a reasonable period of time. 4 years is too long.
You're correct. Four years is too long.
So I just want you to know that with regard to you,
right,
you would never get this dog back in this court.
Right. I understand that.
Okay. You understand that?
Yes.
Now, you have 30 seconds to tell me, maybe a little bit more, why you think I should take this dog out of a home where it's been for 4 years and give you this dog.
Because I found out when I was pregnant with my daughter that I had seizures. And around that time, when I had gotten back with him, we were seeing the dog. The agreement was between them two was if once he found a place, James could have the dog back. I found out I have seizures, and I found out she was with that connection with me. James and the doctors thought it was best for me to have the dog.
Get another dog.
But we were helping him.
Get another dog. In the year 2016, how many times did you see the dog?
Quite a few times.
No, no, don't give me quite a few. 10 times?
How many times did you see him?
How many times did you see the dog? In the year 2016, how many times did you see the dog?
A couple of times, more like...
Just a second, a couple is two.
No, like, I'd say every chance we got. So
no, I don't want to hear every chance you got. I want to hear days. There are 365 days in a year. And then I'm going to ask you the days. So make sure I get an appropriate answer. In 2016, how many days did you see the dog?
I can't tell you. I have seizures, so I don't know.
No, well, you don't have seizures, do you?
Yes, I do,
no,
physically.
No, you. You don't have seizures, do you?
We've seen the dog for 90 days. We lived with them for 90 days.
Is what you're telling me that in 2016, you saw the dog 90 days because you lived there? Well, that's not what you say in the answer.
No, I was not there. That must have been when he was not with me. I was not there.
How many days in 2016 did you see the dog?
90 days.
90 days, because you lived there in what months?
February and March.
That's 2017, according to your answer. That's 2017. 2016. How many days did you see the dog? Let's go back to 2015. How many days did you see the dog? Do you understand where I'm going?
Yes.
Good. You don't get the dog back. Finished. You need a companion dog, a dog that you can bond with. You should get one.
Okay.
Not this dog. This dog is in a happy home for 4 years, and you're not going to disrupt that because of whatever problems you have. And you understand that you have no claim for this dog.
Oh, yes. I
at
understand.
All.
I understand.
I want you to understand.
But I still take care of the dog, but I know he's the one that's primarily his dog now. I fully understand that.
Well, I'm glad that you do, because these dogs sometimes are high-strung as it is.
Exactly.
And right now, the dog seems to be okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Pleasant. I have pictures if you want to see pictures of it.
Sure. Looks like a well-cared-for baby. Okay, good. Fine. Now, let's deal with this counterclaim. Who's complaining about the house?
I am.
Tell me.
When they left and...
They came, they stayed for a couple of months in 2017.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
You let them stay with you?
Yes, ma'am.
And you let them stay with you because?
They needed a place to stay.
And after a couple of months, they left. You want to show me pictures of what the place looked like?
Yes, ma'am. Hey, you got the other ones, too.
Where did you go after you left Mr. Fitzgerald's house?
We went to stay with his dad for a little bit until we could get a place, which is my father-in-law's.
And why did you leave Mr. Fitzgerald's place?
Because I have an 8-month-old daughter, which is my father's grandbaby. I understand he has a right to see her, but they had called DCF on me, and they were making up stuff saying that I didn't take my daughter to her appointment. I can give you the information, all you need. She goes to her appointment. She has varicose talus.
So her grandfather called Child Protective Services. Is that the reason that you left?
That was part of the reason. And
what
on top of that, his girlfriend, Lulani, and him decided to go and tell them things like, I wasn't taken to her appointment. I wasn't allowed to be a mom to my child. My daughter is 8 months old, and all these people are doing is making my life, sorry for my language, a living hell, and I can't be a mother. I am a good mother. I have pictures of my daughter, and I just want to be left alone. And I thought the best bet
was to
move out away from them so I can be the mother that I need to be. Because my
I'm asking you to look at pictures.
Can I see pictures of before it looked like? Because
no, I want to ask you if that's the way you left it.
No, we didn't do that. We cleaned up. They must have done that.
Okay.
We cleaned up before we left there. Those pictures were during the cleanup.
Because we cleaned all that up. They were taking pictures while we were cleaning up. Because that was not like that when I left.
How did the wall get a hole in it?
I didn't see the hole in
the picture. How did the wall get a hole in it?
It was there before we moved there.
If it's the one in our bedroom, yes, it was already there.
Was there another one?
No, there was only one hole in there.
I can recall there wasn't another one.
And my uncle works on that house. He even said that those damages were done from Aaron and his family before my dad got with Heather. That had nothing to do with me.
Is it all cleaned up now?
Most of it. We're still repairing the bathroom, the shower.
Because somehow they punctured a hole on the wall, so the shower's got to be replaced.
How old is this unit?
I couldn't tell you how old the house is.
50, 75.
No. Mid-80s.
Mid-80s. When was the last time the bathroom was done?
When I lived there.
When?
2011.
Really? Would you just take out the pictures of the bathroom here? And show me what the damage is to the bathroom. When you left the house, Ms. Brown, were you aware of the fact that they had called Child Protective Services? That's not an answer.
No,
when you left the house.
I was trying to say no. No, I was not aware.
When did you become aware that they called Child Protective Services?
They had showed up at my father-in-law's house.
Yes.
That was when I knew.
You mean after you had moved?
Yes, because
well,
I couldn't.
Well, just a second.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What is this, one of those metal or...
It's fiberglass shower. It's a one-piece unit. It looks like a knife, or they punched it.
How did the damage get done to the fiberglass shower?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Annie and James Brown say Annie's father, Robert Charette, and their ex-roommate, Aaron Fitzgerald, stole their dog and filed a false claim with CPS. Aaron is countersuing for damage to his home.
When did you become aware that they called Child Protective Services?
They had showed up at my father-in-law's house.
Yes.
That was when I knew.
You mean after you had moved?
Yes, because
well,
I couldn't.
Just a second. I said to you before, why did you move? And you said to me you moved because they called Child Protective Services on you.
His girlfriend kept threatening it on me, but I didn't think they were going to go through with it. I honestly didn't think so. I thought they would work something out with me.
A moment ago, the primary reason that you said you moved was because they had called Child Protective Services on you. You're pretty slick, because then I said, well, somebody who is angry might leave a place in bad condition. Just a second. Then I said, when did you find out they called? Before or after you left? You said after. I didn't know until after. Well, then why did you leave?
Because there was miscommunication with Aaron and Lulani, myself and James.
So now it's a question of miscommunication.
Because they were telling them information about my daughter that they had no necessary of telling my father.
May I please see the photographs of the bathroom?
I don't have the
case
picture. It's on his cell phone. And then he's trying to find the picture of the shower where the hole is. The only pictures I've got is the trash that they left.
I'm not interested in the trash.
The close-up.
This is the close-up that we've got of the hole that's in the shower. It looks like a knife, or they punched it.
What is this, one of those metal or...
It's fiberglass shower. It's a one-piece unit. You can't just do the walls. You got to replace the sides and floor.
How did that happen, James? Ma'am? How did the damage get done to the fiberglass shower?
What do you mean?
It looks like it's coming apart. Was it coming apart when you were living there?
No, ma'am.
Was not?
No.
All right. You have an estimate for this shower to be repaired?
Yes, ma'am.
May I see it, please?
Here.
Let's give all this to her.
Shower.
Just a shower, ma'am?
Shower.
It's one of these. It's just walking.
Can I see that bird?
Sure.
This is the only piece of paper he's got. You're doing a whole new bathroom.
We...
Whose house is this? Then I don't want to hear you.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
As I was walking into the hallway, the George here was standing by the hallway dancing, and he had risen his beer bottle, and it hit the bottom of my tooth right there.
Tell me how it happened.
That is definitely not what happened. I can tell you everything that happened.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Annie and James Brown say Annie's father, Robert Charette, and their ex-roommate, Aaron Fitzgerald, stole their dog and filed a false claim with CPS. Aaron is countersuing for damage to his home.
You're doing a whole new bathroom?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's it, we're done. Your petition is dismissed, your counterclaim is dismissed. I think you should do a whole new bathroom, but they're not gonna pay for it. We're done.
Please excuse you, may step out.
That's fine. I don't need the dog back, but my father will never see his grandbaby again.
It is going to be what it's going to be. She needs to grow up, take responsibility for her actions.
Because a normal father doesn't call on DCF on her own daughter. They try to work things out.
She was living like a slob in Aaron's house.
It got close. Said I was fine with my daughter.
It's just the way she wants to live. That's her choice. But my granddaughter doesn't deserve to be living like that.
So they can keep coming after me with the DCF cases. They ain't taking my baby.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Gamble versus Evans. Step forward.
21-year-old Jada Gamble is suing fellow partygoer, 23-year-old George Evans III, for accidentally knocking out her tooth with a beer bottle.
Ms. Gamble, it is your claim that the defendant is responsible for a broken tooth of yours. This happened at a party. The party was when?
The party was on February 4th, 2017.
At whose residence or what venue?
I'm not sure. It was a house party for college.
House party in whose house?
I'm not sure whose house it was.
It was a basketball party by basketball players. Like, they're owned by basketball players at the University of Laverne.
And it was a basketball player's house?
Yeah, it's like they're all roommates and they just threw a party. So we call it the basketball house.
What year student are you?
Oh, we both graduated. We were seniors at the time.
What time did the party start?
Maybe around 10 p.m.
She doesn't know about anything. Is it that you don't know about anything?
No, it's just the way the parties are, it's kind of weird there. You don't really know who throws them. They just send you an address.
I just said, when did it start?
I got there around 11.
You got there at 11?
Yeah.
Where had you been before 11?
I was at my house getting ready.
And what time did this incident take place?
I believe about 12:30 to 1.
So it took place at 1 p.m. What time had you gotten to the party?
I was there around 10:45 p.m. because I caught a ride with my friends.
How many people did you come with?
I came by myself. I was meeting friends there.
And you did meet friends there?
Yes.
If you had to guesstimate how many drinks that you had from between 11 and 1, what would you say?
I didn't have any drinks, Your Honor.
No alcohol?
Yes.
And how many drinks would you say you had, Mr. Evans, between time you got there at 10:45 and 1 o'clock?
Two.
Now I'd like you to describe the incident, how this happened.
All right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now I'd like you to describe the incident, how this happened.
All right. So I had met up with my friends there, and they were drinking, and one of them had to go to the bathroom, and she wanted me to go with her. So I was walking her. I walked her through the house. We're outside. I walked her through the house, and as I was walking into the...
Your friend who was drinking too much?
Yes.
Okay, so you were helping her to the bathroom?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Your Honor. And as I was walking into the hallway, George here was standing by the hallway dancing, and he had risen his beer bottle, and it hit the bottom of my tooth right there.
Tell me how it happened.
That is definitely not what happened. I could tell you everything that happened. I was with my friends. We were a group of guys. It was me, two other people, and we met up with my friend Madi and her friends. We were all in a group, in a circle. We were dancing. You know, my favorite song came on. I think it was Migos, like Bad and Bougie. So, you know, I started dancing, and I had my hands in there like this. Like, I was just swinging back and forth. And then all of a sudden, I heard like a thump on my bottle, and then I turned around, and it's just her. And she bent over like this. And then I was like, I grabbed my phone immediately, like, oh, are you okay? Like, I had the flashlight, and all my friends were concerned as well. It was like, oh, it's just a tooth. I thought she was bleeding, so I felt like concerned. Like, I thought it was my fault. So I was just like, I'm sorry.
You got to pay for half a tooth. It was an accident, but it was both your faults. You should have been looking more carefully where you were going. You should have been more careful with what you were doing with the bottle.
Yeah.
Got it? I mean, this isn't rocket science. You certainly didn't mean to hurt you. You certainly didn't mean to walk into a bottle. But I believe you when you say she wasn't drinking, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. How much was the tooth?
The tooth was $1,200.
Okay. Is that your whole dental bill? Is $1,200?
Yes.
Is that correct? Can I see that for...
Sure.
Okay. It's a simple thing. When you go to a party with a lot of drunks, you have to be more careful. You have to be careful where you're walking, especially when you're walking with a drunk. And when you've been drinking and dancing, you have to be careful about what's going on around you. Neither one of you anticipated that this accident would take place. So I actually think that it's fair to split the responsibility between the two of you. So judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $600. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Mad after her man didn't come home.
You got into an argument, packed the stuff and left.
She goes back to her husband.
Yes.
Your husband supports you.
Yes.
Kind of a bizarre relationship.
Judge Judy.
Well, he told me that he was willing to cover part of it, and...
I mean, yeah, I feel bad. That's why I gave her my number and everything to make sure she's fine. I mean, but it happens.
He had given me a fake name because I never met the guy, so...
I gave her my nickname, so, yeah.
I contacted him, and he said that he was willing to pay for it, but then...
Because she was threatening me, saying she was going to go to the police if I didn't pay her the money for her to get her tooth fixed.
He sent me text messages saying that he was sorry about it, but wasn't willing to pay for it.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I'm glad she's all right.
Just be careful.
Yeah, I'm still doing what I do. I'm just, you know, be more careful.